We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a miracle.
There is no question that there are problems in this country between police and community.
Yes, you are a donkey.
The latest on that police killing of a black man.
Now to new developments in the deadly spa shooting rampage.
And yesterday was a really bad day for him, and this is what he did.
And so we are in a state of emergency.
Okay, white supremacist violence is and always has been the number one threat to our society.
But I'm also very proud that my wife is white.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
All right, Charlene, please tell me, why was I your donkey of the day?
First of all, I want to just drop on the clues bombs with Draymond Green this morning. Okay, say a prayer for all our canary yellow colored comrades this morning. Okay? It's a rough time for y'all.
Shut up.
Donkey of the day for Wednesday, November 15th goes to Teamsters President Sean O'Brien. Now, yesterday, there was a hearing of the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee, and folks wanted to smoke. Oh, they was knucking and bucking and ready to fight. See, Sean O'Brien had been thumb thugging, broadband banging, cyber cripping Senator Mark Wayne Mullen of Oklahoma. Let me read you some of the tweets Sean O'Brien sent to Senator Mark Wayne Mullen. He said, "You should get your facts straight because every time you speak in these hearings, you're full of sandwiches." That's a BET edit. You ever watch BET and they be editing curse words? They don't care what folks say in the edit. They be like, "Man, suck my carburetor, kiss my credit card. I'll beat your American Express," all BET edits. What I'm trying to say is the more you run your mouth, the more you show the American public what a moron you are. That was actual tweet. That's what he said, okay? Sean O'Brien said that to Senator Mullen. He said, "The more you show the American public, the more you run your mouth, the more you show the American public what a moron you are." A few days after that, Sean O'Brien tweeted Senator Mullen and said, "In reality, you just a clown and fraud. Always has been, always will be. Quit the tough guy act in these Senate hearings. You know where to find me, any place, anytime, cowboy." Now, Mullen replied back on Twitter, "An attention-seeking union Teamster boss is trying to be punchy after our Senate hearing. Okay, I accept your challenge. MMA fight for charity of our choice, September 30th in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'll give you 3 days to accept." Well, the difference between Senator Mullen and Sean O'Brien is, unlike 99% of social media, they fall into the 1% of people who actually have to run into each other. Okay? And that's exactly what happened in this hearing. See, you got to watch your mouth. Sometimes you got to put respect on your job because you don't know who you're talking to or what they about. Senator Mullen is an ex-MMA fighter. So when you challenge an ex-MMA fighter to a fight or act tough, they have no problem turning whatever room y'all are in into an octagon. Can we hear what happened in this Senate meeting, please, so y'all can see why Sean O'Brien is getting the biggest hee-haw?
Sir, this is a time, this is a place. If you want to run your mouth, we can be two consenting adults. We can finish it here.
Okay, that's fine. Perfect.
You want to do it now?
I'd love to do it right now.
Well, stand your butt up then.
You stand your butt up.
Oh, hold on. Oh, stop it.
Is that your solution?
Every pullet. No, no, sit down. Sit down. Look at you. You're a United States Senator.
Can I respond?
Oh, no, you can't. This is a hearing. And God knows the American people have enough of contempt for Congress. Let's not make
like
it worse.
I don't like thugs and bullies. I don't like you because you just described yourself.
Yeah, hold it.
Go tell me to grow up. Don't tell me to grow up after you spent days on social media taunting me, acting like you wanted to fight. Then when I see you and ask you what's happening, now you want to duck the fade and tell me to grow up. No, I asked you if you want to do it. You told me you wanted to do it. I told you stand your butt up. You told me stand my butt up. Well, bottoms up then. Okay, bottoms up. All right, I want to fight. You told me grow up because you remembered in that moment. Wait a minute. This man is a mixed martial artist. See, your senses kicked in. All right. See, you forgot who I was because you're so focused on who I am now. You thought you could just punk me and talk to me crazy on social media because I'm a senator. And you think because I'm a senator, I won't beat your mother hugging accelerator. That was another BET edit. Listen, man. Okay. I love this because at the end of the day, politicians are humans just like us. And this whole notion of a perfect politician and they have to do everything right, that's not real. Okay, that went out the window with Trump. So I like to see them being human and wanting to put hands on someone who's been talking crazy to them on social media. And Sean O'Brien is just like most people on social media. They have so much to say, but when they confront it, they fold and hope someone intervenes. Oh, you were so happy Bernie Sanders was there. Okay, I need to grow up, but you the one who was talking filthy to me on X. Like, I can't put you in a crippler crossface and make you tap out. Okay, I also don't have any problem with folks settling their differences with fists in a controlled environment. Sometimes that's all it takes. Let me get a 30-second squabble, cuz. All right, that's it. Because nowadays we live in this era where people spend so much time trying to assassinate your character online. What did the great black philosopher T.I. once say on What's Up, What's Happening? How about we stay up all night on the blog sites, spread vicious lies and nasty rumors we could all write? Yes. Or we could just fight. Don't tell me fighting is immature when we pay to watch grown men do it for a living. If it's sanctioned in a controlled environment, okay, I personally believe if we, you know, have more sanctioned, controlled environment squabbles for adults, it would stop a lot of BS. I personally believe if we start treating life like hockey, where we let adults settle their differences with some hands, I personally believe a lot would change. Folks would watch their mouth. I really, 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 truly believe that. Please give teams to President Sean O'Brien the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. Ooh, you are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw.
You shouldn't respect any thumb thugs. Okay, if you're so tough, I want to see it. Mm-hmm. And if and when we see each other and you don't keep that same energy, you can't speak on me ever again. That should be the rules. But there are no more rules, clearly.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir. Mm-hmm. Shout out to BET. Peace, BET. We'll see y'all tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Everybody else, let's open up the phone lines. Now, obviously, it seemed like he realized the senator was an MMA fighter before.
It clicked in. Something clicked. He was like, whoa, wait a minute.
He didn't want that smoke. Mm-mm. He figured it out immediately. Like, nah, that's not the smoke I want.
And he didn't think the senator would challenge him right then, right there on the floor in a hearing.
Correct.
He wasn't expecting that.
No. Was it?
He was like, you know what? As long as we in this hearing and, you know, we hear, nothing can go down. No. What's up?
Let's do it right now.
What's up?
I'd love to do it right now.
Well, stand your butt up then.
You stand your butt up.
Bottoms up.
Bottoms up.
Bottoms up.
Let's open up the phone lines. Let's be honest this morning. 800-585-1051.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had to duck a fade?
Mm.
Maybe you knew you were outnumbered, you know, outsized.
Outnumbered, outsized. Well, that's not ducking a fade. If you're outnumbered, that's not ducking a fade. That's just being smart. Okay? I've done that. I've skedaddled. Okay? Y'all seen the video. I've skedaddled.
I mean, that was smart. But I mean, sometimes ducking a fade is smart.
No. Ducking a fade is when one person, you talking tough to one person, mm-hmm. and now that one person has approached you, now you humming and humming and humming and humming and humming and humming and, you know, your whole life sound like BET.
You ever duck the fade?
No. Mm-mm. I should've. Because he beat my ass. Boy, he beat my ass.
Which one was that?
I wrote about it in my book.
Which one? Was that your neighbor?
No, that wasn't my neighbor. I read that. If you ever read Black Privilege, the first scene in the book, I should have ducked that fade. I should have came up with all kind of BETs.
We'll talk about it when we come back. 800-585-1051. Have you ever had to duck a fade? Let's discuss. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.